The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Life After Lockup. I watched it with a friend. She was like, this show is boring. I was like, is it?
It was okay.
I thought it was all right.
It was great. Yeah. I loved it. I think we were invested. Maybe if it was Life After Lockup and it was the beginning or.
Right.
I think maybe you need more crazy Sarah and Megan situations where they're yelling at each other in their pigtails.
Right. Maybe
we're invested. I enjoyed it.
I found Stan and Lisa particularly entertaining. I just love that.
Church took up in flames. They walk through.
Right. I just love walking into a random church where they don't need. They don't know you're
sitting in a pew.
We met for ungodly reasons. Like essentially, she said I was a prostitute, and then his response was like, you know, you have a foundation issue there. And he just kept going back to that, which I was like, I don't know why I thought that was so funny. Like, they're like, oh, fuck you. You lock me in the basement. All we do is fuck. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, oh, well, back
we haven't
to the foundation.
Had sex in a long time. And you just make me happy, Lisa. And she's good. Like, you make me miserable. Like, do I?
Oh,
that really made me laugh.
Even the pastor was like, I mean, it seems like you know what you need to do, but you just don't want to do it, you know?
And I like him in his Sunday best. Do you think there was wine or coffee in that thermos?
I was wondering the same. It was a really aggressive thermos, like,
and the way he gripped it, like, it
yes,
was his best
like he
friend.
Carries it around with him like everywhere. 100%. I the way that Lisa flips that hair around too is just like,
I can't.
It seems so burdensome to be like constantly
so heavy on the head,
flopping it half left, right, and center,
and hard.
Ridiculous.
Like if she had a superpower, she'd whip it into a ponytail and whip people with it. It could save save her life. 100%. And it got stuck in his shirt button.
Crazy.
And her pink shirt with the open thing and the necklace and their confessionals. They do have a chemistry about them.
They are compelling next to each other for some reason. I don't know why, but like when they do the interviews together, I'm like, look at these two. It's pure. It's I don't know. I find
and
it
her
funny.
And her yellow prairie homemaker shirt.
Oh yeah,
they really try to make her out to be somebody that she's not. There are pictures with her out with a new man. He's like muscle bound. Mm. So her and Stan have parted ways after him sucking on that little wooden penis.
Oh, there you go. Fight Club. If you know, you know.
God is the ultimate alpha numero.
I also had no idea that she was suddenly religious or that found God in prison. Like that has not been a topic this entire time.
I think that happens a lot.
I thought though she looked like her skin is looking good. Like the hair looks ridiculous, but like she's looking fit or like healthy, I guess.
I don't know what she should do with her hair. How could she look okay? What would look normal?
She cuts it short and she wears turbans till it's longer or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think she just needs to rock short hair. Her face is pretty. I think she could do it.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of hair she'd have. If it's like a little church going bob.
Yeah, bob maybe.
Oh. I see her with like a short haircut, like Guy Fieri, you know? Fieri. People say Fieri. I just can't ever say that. It's not Fieri to me, but
no.
I guess that might be his name.
Should we talk
Did you ever get into Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? Is it anything?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've eaten at several of those places. Most of them have been very good.
Yeah.
I think you have to avoid the early days. Like the early ones are like the real shitty diners that he was like putting lipstick on a pig. But as the show progresses, I think he was finding like real legit restaurants.
When I come visit you in Vegas, let's go to his restaurant.
Oh God, I do not want to eat at his restaurant. But
we'll try it
terrible.
Out. We'll have a lunch there.
All right. All right, John and Christiana. Shit. Okay. Worst dress I've ever seen. Ever.
Oh, but the biggest smile on that face.
I mean, she thought.
Poor thing.
A, mom looks better than ever. Off the tank, right?
Off the tank.
I mean, she was. She's off the tank. She's rolling around, threatening her daughter. I love it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to come to your door. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Right. Also,
she's in there waiting for her daughter to come through.
Line of
she's
the episode.
Like, oh, great.
Who's stronger than the devil with the pipe? It's like, that's true. It's nothing stronger.
I think she's back on it, mom.
Oh, there's just, I love seeing, I want Christiana to be happy. So like seeing her in that wedding dress and smiling like Kim that's Kardashian sweet. and Balenciaga, I enjoy it. But I thought that dress was, I mean, when they were like, I've never seen a gorgeous dress.
Yeah. I think John fucked the sister when he's like, I don't, why is she coming? Mm-hmm. She's going to be all whacked out. And he's like setting it up that she's going to say crazy things.
Yep. 100%. I think he doesn't want her anywhere near it because they hooked up. Mm-hmm. I thought the same thing. I loved him lying out the deposit for the 200 on this
amount.
Card, 500 on this, 300 on this. The lady just takes it. No problem. I'd be like, we can't take your reservation.
You're already married. You're wasting all this money.
Right. It's crazy. Oh, so
I love when she says, well, the first time we got married in the back of the truck. Like,
he's like,
you wouldn't believe it until you, if you didn't see it.
That's no.
How it worked
out. That's right there. Why life after lockup and love after lockup are gold, right? Where else are you going to see that? Back of a truck wedding.
I gotta step out for a quick smoke.
Love it.
And their flashback of the sister and her talking, that did seem very staged when she smacked her. They're almost smiling at each other, but if you're gonna smack somebody, aren't you gonna really smack them? It was such a love tap.
Love tap.
For a sister fight, you know.
Right. Yeah.
John definitely is up to no good.
I think so. He's trying to keep her away actively, you know? Yeah. He's
probably giving her crack.
Oh, I meant to mention this with Stan. I don't know if anyone caught this. At the beginning of the episode, he was making a piece of toast and he was using spray butter, which...
There's cancer.
I haven't seen in a long time. Oh, God. Just
can't believe it's not butter.
On.
What a great name.
Oh, it's good.
Spray butter. Oh my God. Spray it in his mouth.
All right. Who else? Amber and Pups.
Oh God.
I don't like this at all.
She's gonna end up dead.
Puppy seems unwell. She seems like stunted mentally, like she's in a fog.
Do you hear her sniff? She's like
she's doing a lot of the nose touching, snorting. Calling her boyfriend aggressive, red flag.
You're not even hiding it.
This doesn't serve it. This does not serve anyone. I don't want to see it. The boyfriend looks extremely sketchy. He's like telling her to make breakfast like she works for him. I don't like any of it.
Seems like he's going to beat her ass.
100%. Like he knew he was on camera, so he was acting away. How are these people on parole for so long?
15 years
of parole. Like what? I don't know. I feel like this entire storyline is completely pointless. I don't want to see a forced double date that's going to end in domestic violence because this guy's psycho. Like
they're
going to
be fighting each other.
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't want to see this. I just like we.
He's creepy. I don't want him on the. It's not fun.
No.
She's either going to end up dead with a needle in her arm or
no.
Yeah, it should be.
It should.
Be playful. You know, men who don't see their children type situations.
Right. No thanks.
It seems like she's going to get murdered.
Yes.
And Puppy, I mean, Amber is in love with some other loser, and Amber's healthy, but why would you go on a double date if you were in, if you were in a relationship with someone else? You wouldn't.
No.
Just because you're two girls doesn't make it okay.
No, definitely not. Ugh, hate it.
Oh, oh, I liked eyes don't open up.
Yes, exactly. I loved her saying incarceration is like dog years. So we've known each other.
Oh my God. I'm glad you brought that up.
That was great.
Dog years.
That's true. It probably is, honestly, you know.
You can feel how tight these relationships are between these people when they.
Yes.
It really is such a survival mode they go into, and then they really bond with these people.
Mm-hmm. All right. Brittany and Marcelino. Let's go roll up and get our money.
Duh, isn't that the first thing you do? I'd be freaking going to his house the second I, hello.
Okay, this could be, I'm going to piss somebody off here, but I'm sorry. I don't want a business partner with purple hair and who is like engaging in this kind of shady behavior. There's so many red flags in this business, quote unquote. Like
the girl?
Yes.
The girl with purple hair? Or right.
The girl had purple hair.
She looks guilty too. She seems guilty. Her vibe seems guilty.
Yes. And the way she's like standing back and not getting involved is like she's a part of it.
All scamming poor Brittany.
Yes. I did appreciate the boyfriend shirt, 50% hood, 50% holy. I don't know if anyone caught that. That was great. I don't buy this.
I don't believe it. Yeah.
I did like Marcelino, like, I can control myself, but who I really need to control is Brittany. It's like, Brittany, like banging on that door. You do see her like, that's the prison, Brittany. Like, mm-hmm. I will fucking lose it.
Survivor.
If you don't. Yes. A survivor.
And 100%. I don't want her in that situation. I don't want her getting arrested.
I don't either. Yeah.
Marcelino needs to get her out and say the $8,000 is not worth it.
They're driving a brand new cherry red Benz. I think they're doing okay.
Yeah.
Their house looks great. They just
upgrade from the minivan.
They need to engage in like chilling the fuck out and not making shitty investments and keep it.
Marcelino
moving.
Should go over there. She should stay behind.
Yep. 100%.
She can't risk it.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her. I'd want to bang that door down.
Right. Agreed.
And their convo in the bed was completely staged. It was a retape.
Yes. I thought the same.
She's all like in her nightie and perfect. Like,
yeah,
it was a real conversation they had once, but
yes, I think you're right. I think there was
obviously
a lot of
nobody wants to go there and face the music with this crackhead, then they're in on it.
Right.
You're the mark, Brittany. Even now sitting with the cop, who knows who that cop is? That girl seemed very guilty in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany's the only one who seems honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
They're jealous of her.
Mm-hmm.
She's on TV. We have to forget. I mean, like, this is a number one TV show, you know?
Yep. It is.
They're Michael Jackson at his peak. I shouldn't say Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Wrong choice.
Can't say that.
All right. Sarah and Sean.
Oh, this is good TV.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. He moved to Ohio. He moved from his six kids to a house empty. This girl blows him off completely. She's got her kid on TV. No, don't put your kid on TV, Sarah. Stop.
Kid's fine as long as she's got the iPad.
Yeah. I don't understand if you're not involved with Sean, though, if there's not more, why is she have a camera crew in her house?
Because
it's just so depressing.
Yeah.
Is she getting paid?
I hope.
Like, I forget how it goes at the.
This is a waste of time, though, because it's like, yeah, we're watching Sean continue to be a fucking dumbass, but there's nothing.
Right.
They don't have a relationship. She used him and then got creeped out when she met him in person. Yeah. And that's it. That's the story, I think. Right. What else could there be?
I don't think there is.
Yeah.
In 2 months. Move home.
Right.
He's given her $5,000 to $6,000.
And I love Kelly.
He's not
you
even
did it again,
her.
You dumbass.
Ellie's great, isn't she? She's sharp. She should be running
Is she sharp though? Because she's talking to this douchebag every day, like they're best friends.
Well, I mean, she's got to deal with him and keep her money line going, you know.
Does she have a money line? I doubt he's even paying child support.
Like, yeah, right.
Deeply,
it's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, she is desperate. Yeah, who would talk to him more than 2 seconds? Just business about that. You're right.
You're having a whole conversation. How's your day going? How are things going with Sarah? You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Unless it's staged for TV, because that's all they got. And they're like, I could get Kelly to talk.
Right. That's probably where we're at, unfortunately.
And his house looks pretty decent. How does he even have any money?
Also, WeTV, don't show us him getting out of the shower. We were 1 second away from the dick pic that
they showed it.
Need.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I don't want to see him get out of the shower. No one needs that.
Barf.
God. No, thank you.
I'd rather see Ed from 90 Day Fiance naked.
Oh, unrelated, but I just blew through a show on Netflix. If anyone's looking for a nice little crime, easy watch, clickbait.
Oh, did you?
It was good. Adrian.
God, I need to.
Was like,
I just want to know what the whole show happens and what happens at the end, but we can't ruin it. But
okay, well, I'll tell you.
It's
later,
good.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. Some twists at the end I wasn't expecting. An easy watch.
Did you watch Entourage?
Yes. So
did you
want to
have sex with him in Entourage?
I did not. So I was like, this is terrible casting because I don't want to see him. He was like a periphery character who's not.
He bugs you now, doesn't he? He bugs me.
Yeah, but it was good. I enjoyed it.
But it was good casting after you started watching it.
He's not in the show as much as they show in the, like, he's a peripheral character than
good.
A central character. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now looking back, Entourage, if you try to rewatch Entourage, it's a terrible, worst shows I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's really bad. On the rewatch,
Ari Gold acting like a little hamster.
Yeah, terrible.
You know, and now I can't even look at him. I'm disgusted by Adrian. He bugs me. I don't know why. I don't know how it's changed.
Yeah,
but I was into him when he was the star.
The star.
Yeah. At least Destiny did have sex with him. It looks like.
Right. That's what I'm saying. This was a complete waste of money, in his opinion. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't see it going anywhere. I don't see them.
No, I don't either.
Now he's going to walk up in on her. And
oh, God.
I find Sarah interesting, but it is so sad, her whole, when they go through everything she's missed. I mean, at least it's only 5 years.
I mean, it's like, so far, it's her entire life.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like when she was like, oh, I missed so much. It's like, no, you literally missed everything. Like literally all of it.
So depressing.
Yeah, it is.
Imagine how confused kids could be. Like the grandma's like, you love your mommy, right? It's like, who the fuck is this lady?
I kept thinking like, God, this kid would be acting so differently. She didn't have an iPad in front of her because she would actually have to interact with this person.
Yeah.
She has no idea who she is, you know?
Yes. Yeah. They made it seem like it was normal.
Yes.
It was okay.
Right.
But without the iPad. Distraction.
Right.
Yeah, so true. The iPad
fucking
strikes again,
device, right? Yeah, like I took Sterling the other day to get a haircut, like at this kid's place, and they fucking play Cocomelon and like Daniel Tiger on the TVs. He could give a shit. He was like, he was in somebody else's haircut trying to watch Cocomelon, like, oh, Cocomelon! It's like, Jesus, come back here. And then when it was his turn, it's like they put Daniel Tiger on. He's happy as shit. He didn't even care if somebody's like, you know, a stranger's all over his head.
Everywhere you go, like I think in 1980, kids got a fucking haircut without having.
I know
they had to just look at a freaking mirror.
Right, they had to just sit
there. Face looked.
I know.
At the dentist, they have it up in the freaking ceiling.
Yeah,
it's like can't kids go anywhere without a freaking screen in their face?
It's crazy, but they obey, right? So it's like in situations like that with a haircut, it's like,
God,
what am I going to
do?
Am I going to be battling him, trying to hold his head straight, or am I just going to fucking let him watch?
I mean, we all had to do it. Even in cars, you see these cars with the TV in the screen. So they're going from the house in the car. They can't look out the freaking window.
I know.
There will be no TV screens in my car.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely not.
Yeah. It is nice, though, in a minivan, I guess. If you're in a long car ride, it's convenient.
Okay, a road trip's different than riding to the store. You know what I mean?
Right.
Stare out the fucking window.
I think
say
there's
hi to
kids
the rocks.
That all the time. You can't blame them for being cracked out.
No, 100%. I don't fault kids for their behavior who are addicted to devices.
Man,
that's a parent's
imagine
problem.
Lisa and Stan when they were little kids with the device in their face. It is scary. I'm 36. I always think I'm 37, but I'm not there yet. I don't think. And then you're 35?
Yeah, you're 36.
Okay, I'm 36.
Yeah.
and Lisa's 39. Yeah. It's like, we're this, I'm the same. We're pretty much the same age.
Well, listen, you got it together. You got kids, a husband, a house. You're doing all right.
I see people at the pool yesterday, and I'm on a mission to get these kids swimming. They're too big to not know how to swim good, and they're doing better. Warner was swimming without his swimmies on, and he's doing better. But I see these people, and they got kids and stuff. It's like, still fucking blows that my age? Mind
that adults don't, like, that human beings do not know how to swim instinctually is such a flaw. Like, every other animal,
fascinating,
throw them in water, they know what to fucking do. You can be a 50-year-old person, if you weren't taught how to swim, you will die.
What a point,
man. Fascinates me. I've been thinking about a lot with kids. It's like, you know, just the fact that, like, they learn everything else instinctually. Like, they learn how to run, they learn how to jump, but, like, fucking swimming is, like, will take down humanity. Like, if we didn't know how to swim, you could plop everybody in the water and it's done.
Kevin Costner was onto something with Waterworld.
All right, there we go.
Wow.
All right, guys.
So true.
Guess what? We'll be back talking this shit show next week. Until then, write us a review. And we love you. Bye.